Dressed in a Western-style grey suit and tie, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un took the opportunity in his New Year's Day speech to remind the USA that they will never be able to start a war against the North. The reason he gave is that his country has developed the capability to hit all of the US mainland with its nuclear weapons. Fighting words or idle threats, maybe, but we'll talk to someone who can best interpret these words, Keith Suter, Managing Director of Global Solutions, an expert on these matters, and he's kind enough to join us on New Year's Day. I hope this year's a big year for you, Keith, and I thank you for your time.
Thanks very much indeed, Luke.
What do we say then when we hear Kim Jong-un say, I've got a big button on my desk and I can blow the joint apart? I mean, this guy doesn't mind poking the bear, does he?
No, he doesn't. And I think he's pretty well fallen over the finishing line. For some years now, the North Korean leaders, of which he's only the most recent, have been building nuclear weapons. They know that if they can get a nuclear weapons system, they then become untouchable by the Americans. And that's what he's intending to do this year. We still don't know quite how effective that nuclear weapons system is going to be. But nonetheless, he really is almost reaching the goal of acquiring nuclear weapons, in which case then it's pointless for the Americans to continue to threaten him because he's now over the finishing line. He's got his nuclear weapons, which mean that he's now governed, like the Russians or the Chinese, by what's called mutual assured destruction. In the event of the Americans attacking North Korea, the Americans will also be destroyed, or at least some part of the Americans. As I say, he's still finishing off his nuclear weapons strategy, but this has become President Trump's biggest foreign policy failure. In fairness to Trump, he inherited the problem from Clinton and then George Bush Jr. and then Barack Obama. His misfortune is it'll be listed in history as the person who said he would solve the problem, and in fact he's not been able to do so, and North Korea has now got his nuclear weapons.
What should Trump have done?
Well, you really got to ask what should Clinton and Bush...
Of course, yeah.
So it's not just Trump.
No.
He's actually in a very difficult situation because... you can't have a preemptive strike now on North Korea. We're not sure where he's hidden his weapons of mass destruction, bearing in mind that he's not only got nuclear weapons, he's also got biological and chemical weapons. Remember, he killed his half-brother a few months ago with the most potent use of gas warfare that we've seen in decades. So we know he's developing chemical weapons as well. So the problem for the Americans is they can't carry out a surprise attack because they're not sure they're about to wipe out everything in one go. They could certainly get rid of him, but you'd still end up with the fact that there'll be other weapons left, which means that you then need to send in American troops to safeguard the military installations to make sure they don't disappear onto the international black market. One American study has suggested it requires half the American army to occupy the country.
My God.
Shows the extent of the problem that we've got.
Is there any hope, or is there anything in the suggestion that perhaps someone within North Korea might look after things for us?
That's the hope that we've got. Now, of course, the Chinese were saying, well, we've been grooming his half-brother. But that's why Kim Jong-un wiped out his half-brother in the airport in Malaysia.
Yeah.
So what the Chinese, I think, were doing was grooming the half-brother with a view to his taking over. He was known to be far more pro-Western and, of course, would still be part of that Kim dynasty. But that opportunity is now gone. So the hope is that perhaps the current leader will be overthrown and whoever replaces him will sue for peace. Another piece of interesting information is that we've had a couple of South Korean soldiers who are on the border zone who have fled into South Korea. One of them was shot making the effort, survived, but badly wounded. The surgeons in South Korea, when they opened him up, found that not only did he have the bullets inside him, but also worms. So in other words, that North Korea is so short of fertilizer, which we, of course, use chemical fertilizer, it's now using human waste. And this is then contributing to the weakening of the North Korean population. Now, what I find interesting is that this guy was actually guarding the border. So he was an important person. You'd expect to be receiving priority treatment.
Yeah.
In fact, his stomach revealed that obviously he had all these worms crawling around inside him and also raw corn kernels. In other words, he was just scavenging for food.
Wow.
And yet here he is protecting the border. You know, one bit of optimism is that you might end up with some soldiers just not being strong enough to fight back.
There's a story on the Australian website tonight suggesting that North Korea have indicated that they will send a delegation to the Winter Olympics next month, 60 k's over the border in South Korea. What do we read into that?
I'm very worried. You know, will he try to disrupt those Olympics? And because, as you say, it's very close to the border where they're going to be hosting the Winter Olympics in South Korea. Will he try to disrupt them and cause further problems? So, and of course, you get a lot of international attention. And remember, this is a guy who loves international attention.
Yes, yes.
If you disrupt those games, you will certainly get a lot of international attention and be a further reminder of his power overseas.
Yeah. So for all of us just average everyday punters, we just assume that from time to time there will be something ridiculous uttered by this this human being, and we just take it with a grain of salt, or that we just hope that good will one day prevail.
Well, I'm always an optimist, but don't write him off as an idiot. He's a very shrewd operator. He's wiped out all of his close members of family. He's wiped out all the people who potentially could replace him. He's a very smart operator. Do not think he's mad. He's very sensible in what he is doing. Not that I agree with him, but I can see the logic. So we must not underestimate him.
Mind you, he might have his frontline troops on the border full of worms and raw corn. Mightn't be an indication that he's that clever.
Oh, that's right, but it means that, of course, they're feeding the military machine and they can't feed the people.
Yeah.
This is the problem. Here we've got a dirt-poor country, and yet they're able to rival the United States in terms of what they're able to do with nuclear weapons. He's actually setting example to other countries to say, you too could do that if you're willing to starve your people and feed the military.
Great to talk, as always, Keith. Really appreciate your time, mate, and again, all the best for the new year.
Yeah, thanks so much indeed, Luke.
Good on you. Thanks a lot. Keith Suter.